Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of hand-cooked tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yes, indeed. We are the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, and we are live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. You can also follow us on social media. Rob is at Rob Parker FSR on Instagram. I am at Chris underscore Broussard on Twitter and Chris Broussard 68 on Instagram. Give us a follow, folks, if you already don't or if you don't already. We also are brought to you by one of our favorite cities, that of course being Las Vegas, your home for live sports. And that means all sports. Every game, every match, race, competition, it is always on. Now go on and plan your trip at LasVegas.com. Visit LasVegas.com. Visit LasVegas.com and you'll see the best and the brightest in Vegas, the greatest arena on earth. Our Super Bowl champion, Fox Sports NFL analyst, all-around renaissance man, Greg Jennings, will join us at the bottom of the hour to talk all things NFL. But first, we're going to start talking about one Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson, of course, made a lot of noise in the offseason about wanting to go elsewhere. There was even a list of teams that Rob presumably came from his agent, right, that he would welcome a trade to. Of course, he was not traded, ended up playing in Seattle. It's just been a bad year. In fact, Rob, it's been the first losing season of Russell Wilson's career. First losing season Seattle's had, obviously, since they drafted him. And, you know, just a lot of feeling around the world of football that this is it, that Russell Wilson – will be elsewhere, and that Seattle will look to rebuild, maybe trading for a bunch of draft picks and start all over. You feel like they should. But Russell Wilson addressed it today, Rob, as they plan for their game against the Lions on Sunday. Now, the Lions, got a little something going.
Look at Chris. Chris is all, they got two
no,
wins.
No, I mean, am I wrong? No, I'm just, I mean, it's all relative, Rob. They're a horrible football team. We get that.
Okay. But, I mean, but if you're
they
Seattle.
They won two of their last four.
If you're Seattle.
They gave Atlanta all it wanted last weekend. They beat Arizona, your Arizona Cardinals.
They're my Cardinals now, right?
Denver, and they beat Minnesota. Minnesota was playing for a playoff berth. So, you know, I'm just saying. You down on Dan Campbell ever since the kneecap comment.
Yes.
I mean, one little kneecap comment and you're done with the guy.
No, I'm not done, but I mean, I don't want to celebrate like they did something. I mean, and Seattle coming off that bad loss to the Bears, Chris, they were up 17-7 in that game. They cost me like $300 on that game. I'm not going to forgive Seattle.
No wonder. Now we know.
I think I'm moving to Mexico.
But hadn't just about every team we talk about, honestly,
yeah,
Rob,
I don't
cost you money.
Right.
I mean, let's
Chris,
keep it
like,
real.
Like, right, we'll be here all day, Rob, if you talk about teams that cost you money, right?
But let me ask you this. Do you think, I think I know the answer, but we got to hear it. Do you think that Seattle should move on from Russell? Well, let's hear from him first.
Yep.
He said he thinks it could be his last game. He hopes not, but here he is.
You mentioned that maybe this could be your last game with the Seahawks in Seattle. Just kind of curious if that's something you think is realistic and if that's something that's going through your mind at all, that maybe Sunday could be your last game at Lumen.
I think that, you know, you never know, but I think that for me personally, I hope it's not. I was saying I hope it's not. But I was also saying that in terms of the preparation, I also know that the reality is that it won't be my last game in NFL, period. So every day you have to give everything you have. I think that for me personally, I hope it's not. I was saying I hope it's not. But I was also saying that in terms of the preparation, I also know that the reality is that it won't be my last game in NFL, period. So every day you have to give everything you have.
Did he
it
say
was
that
so
twice?
Nice. I think we played it twice.
Oh, I was going to say, it sounded like the same thing he had just said. I thought it was two different clips. It's all good.
Rob,
okay.
Look, I like Russell Wilson. But
I like him a lot. He was a baseball player, so you know I like him.
There you go, right. I don't know that I believe when he says I hope it's not. I don't know that I believe that.
I don't believe him at all. And if I am the Seattle Seahawks, Chris, it's a hard thing to do, but you can't keep living in the past. You got to say to yourself, we need to do something else. We saw what the Patriots did. Okay, they gave up. They said, Tom Brady, we don't care. We won six Super Bowls with you. Go ahead. Do what you got to do. We're going to rebuild. No, but they're right back 1 year down, and they're back in the playoff hunt.
Back
okay?
in what?
Okay. No, but they're back in the playoffs, Chris, is what I'm saying. They had a down year.
You think
year.
It was the right move?
Yes.
We're not going to stay here because obviously it's a
no.
Well, you
right.
think it was the right move
yes,
to get rid of Tom
yes,
Brady?
Yes, I do.
How?
It didn't work. It because what we saw from Brady at
was
the end
Super
with the
Bowl.
Patriots, no, at the with the Patriots,
no,
was not
it.
The Brady we
no.
saw in Tampa Bay. It wasn't, Chris. It wasn't.
Quick, I'll just say this. I think it's the same Brady. I think the difference is he had better weapons. So go out and get him the weapons. I agree with Rob. I will say I don't think Tom Brady can carry, you know, pretty good or mediocre players anymore. I think he needs weapons,
okay.
which he has in Tampa Bay. So I think New England should have just went out and got him the weapon. They spent $150 million.
If you're going to try to make up for that trade that they made with the Jets, remember they gave up the picks for
Seattle.
Jamal Adams, that this was a bad deal. It didn't work out for him. Your only asset is Russell Wilson, okay? So you got to start somewhere. You got to rebuild. And I would get a stopgap quarterback, try to draft me a new quarterback, and see if I could hold it together for, you know, as I put together offensive line or whatever you need, some defensive players because that defense is kind of shot. And I think I would just start over. I don't think you have enough players there to utilize Russell Wilson. Him staying, Chris, and commanding 40% of the cap or whatever his number is not going to allow you to rebuild the team so that you could utilize him to win. And I mean win big, not making the playoffs. This is a team that went to two Super Bowls and had a real chance of winning back-to-back and separating themselves from a lot of teams and winning back-to-back, and it didn't happen because he threw a pick in the end zone. Russell Wilson. So I just think the time has come to move on. It doesn't mean that he's not going to play or be productive. Even when Green Bay did it. No, even when Green Bay did it.
Great, don't you think?
The Jets, remember when Brett Favre went to the Jets? He was like 8-3 or 8-4 before he kind of got hurt and whatnot.
He was looking great.
Right. Yeah, he was playing well. Then he took the Vikings. You remember he played for the Vikings,
yeah,
Chris, I think, for 2 years.
Good years.
And he went to the NFC Championship game and he threw a pick across his body. You remember that, to end that game?
Yeah.
So it wasn't like they knew Brett Favre still had juice in the tank. It wasn't that. It's just that they had a quarterback they believed
in. Well, that's the difference.
And they made the right move.
You keep glossing over that.
No, I get that.
They had a Hall of Famer waiting.
I understand, Chris, but I'm saying this: the other pieces around Wilson aren't good. That's the problem I have.
See, I hear you, and it's probably what they'll end up doing. I'm just saying, if I had a franchise quarterback, a future Hall of Fame quarterback in his prime, I'm not trading. Especially one that I drafted, that won a Super Bowl for us, that is beloved in the city. I'm not trading him. Now, it was a down year, but first he did miss three games, and he did play a few more games with a bad, hand. He wasn't really fully healthy from the fractured hand or finger. And so, you know this, Rob, in the NFL, change can come quickly. You can go from worst to first in 1 year in the NFL, especially when you've got a great quarterback. And they got to do some things. They got to make some changes. They do need to, like I said, change some of the personnel. I would get rid of Pete Carroll before I get rid of Russell Wilson. But they may never, Rob, in their like 35, 36 years of existence before they drafted Russell Wilson, they never had a real star quarterback. Never.
Chris, they did go to the Super Bowl. Let's not make it
But it wasn't with a star quarterback.
No, but they
and
went
was,
to...
Right. They went once in 36 years.
Okay, but
and
they,
with him, they
it
went
wasn't
100
years ago. It was 2006 in Detroit.
Most
it was,
teams have
it wasn't
been
100
to
years
a
ago.
Super Bowl.
Okay,
that,
but it was...
But that doesn't mean they had great runs. My point is...
But it was 2006.
Hard.
Don't make
okay,
it like
fine.
They didn't have any success until Russ
no,
got there.
I
it's
never,
not true.
I didn't.
Okay.
I never once said that or even implied it. What I said was they never had a franchise quarterback. You know that's true.
All right, but I'm just saying.
They had a couple mediocre dudes.
They lost to Pittsburgh in that Super Bowl. I remember it very vividly.
Right, who was the quarterback?
I can't remember his name.
Well, there you go. I mean,
they still got there.
Yeah, that's fine. They got there once in 36 years. Congratulations.
No, I don't look at it like
but
that.
But Russell Wilson took him there twice in his 10 years.
And he cost him a Super Bowl, but that's another story.
I
Go
think
ahead.
Pete Carroll did, but still.
No.
But anyway,
Russ threw the
fine.
Pass.
He got him one. He lost him one. That's fine.
The defense got him one, but that's another
story. But here's what they should – they may never get another franchise quarterback, Rob. Those things don't grow on trees. So if I got one who's still young and in his prime, and as he said, hopes he's not leaving, I'm keeping him and I'm making changes elsewhere. But let's throw this out to you. Where you think there's reportedly three teams he would accept a trade to. The Giants, because he has a no-trade clause. The Giants.
And the Giants is just about
Saints,
being in New York because it ain't about the team
say,
that they got.
We
Am
heard,
I right?
Yeah, people say, why would you go to the Giants?
The Giants are horrible. Their front office is horrible.
He and the wife
horrible.
Want to be in New York? Right.
Right.
I don't see that. So let's say the Giants, the Saints, the Broncos. What do you think would be the best place for him to go?
I would go to the Saints.
I agree.
They got a good defense, Chris. I would go to the Saints. And it doesn't mean that Denver doesn't. But I know what the Saints –
really good defenses.
Right. I would pick the Saints. I think that they got Kamara, right? They got a running game right there.
They got a great coach.
They got a coach who's won a Super Bowl.
Yep, really good
right.
quarterbacks.
And I would definitely look at the Saints if I was going to go there. I would not go to the Giants. First of all, you got to get rid of Gettleman and Judge. That's just me. I would clean house with the Giants.
You. And if you lose – you know this, Rob. If you don't win in New York, it can be miserable.
It could be absolutely miserable. A lot of people have gone there, and it's not good if it doesn't work out.
And this is a team not on this list, Rob. I think Pittsburgh's the best fit. And I get it. He may not want to be in the city of Pittsburgh. Okay. But look, they got great
is
receivers.
Is it him or
Deontay
his wife?
Johnson.
Is it him or his
yeah, it might
wife.
Be the wife. Right. But they got Deontay Johnson. They got Chase Claypool. Juju is hurt this year, but he'll be back. They got Najee Harris, a good running back. T.J. Watt on the defense. Like, good coach, great coach. That, to me, if I was – I don't think Rodgers – we talked about yesterday. I don't think he's looking to leave. But if I was Rodgers or Wilson and I'm looking to go somewhere and win, or even Deshaun Watson, Pittsburgh would be high on my list. But – you know, they reportedly they're not on his list. So I agree with you. Of those three, I would go to New Orleans because I think I want to work with Sean Payton. You saw what he did with Drew Brees, even an older Drew Brees, what he did with Jameis Winston, Rob. And like you said, they got the defense. They got Alvin Kamara. All right,
I like 87, the team.
Yep, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. It is your turn to weigh in, folks. What do you think would be the best fit for Russell Wilson if he leaves Seattle or is traded this summer? And do you think that the Seahawks should trade him and start all over? Your turn to weigh in, 877-99 on Fox with Chris and Rob, The Odd Couple.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Kumho tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, it's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, on a TV theme song Thursday. We're live in the Fox Sports Radio studios. And, folks, it can happen easily. Have a drink here, have a drink there. Next thing you know, you've had too many drinks. And when it's time to leave, you're thinking, I'm good. I don't need a ride home. What's the worst that can happen? I get pulled over. I lose my license. I total my car. No, you could kill yourself or someone else. Drive sober, folks, or get pulled over. This is paid for by NHTSA. You were grooving.
Yeah, I love the little Mad About You. Did you like that show? It was a good little show.
It was good. It was good.
It wasn't great. It was good.
All right, 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Should the Seahawks trade Russell Wilson? And where do you think is the best fit for him? Where should he go?
All right, let's kick it off with Justin in Phoenix. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Justin?
What's up, fellas? Thanks for taking my call. Appreciate y'all. Listen to y'all as much as I can. Thanks again.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you and the family.
Happy New Year to you and yours. Thank you. So when Russell Wilson was playing at his best, he had a strong defense and a strong running game. I think if he goes to New Orleans, he gets that strong defense. He's got Alvin Kamara. He's got a number one in Michael Thomas. I don't know how he makes it happen in a trade because they have to give something up, but I think New Orleans is a good spot.
Yeah, I agree.
You're right. If they can get him, it's a good. I think Pittsburgh's the best, but yeah, New Orleans, you can't. It'd be a good fit. There's no doubt about it.
I agree with that. Let's talk to Keith, who's in New Orleans. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. I know Keith is salivating, hoping, wishing, and praying. Happy New Year, Keith.
Happy New Year, fellas. How y'all doing, man?
We good, man. How are you?
I'm good, man. Thankfully. Of course, it's the Saints. It makes the most sense for as, you know, you have everything in place to win. Championship coach, championship caliber defense, a front office that drafts well. Offensive line's not going to be running for his life like he's been his whole career in Seattle. I think everything is in. That's all that the Saints need is a quarterback.
You know what? You know how they can make this trade pull it off? All they got to do is add some alligator voodoo to be named later. And I think it'll pull it off.
I don't know what it would take to make it work as far as the cap situation.
Yeah, I don't know that either.
But the Saints have the assets as far as players. To give Seattle, they don't have to draft capital.
Right. And if I'm Seattle, though, I think you want a lot of draft capital.
That's no, you got to get draft. And you know what? And Chris, and Keith, I don't know what I think. Jameis Winston will be a free agent.
He's a free agent,
but he could go to Seattle. NFL, I'm just saying, like that could be their quarterback as a stopgap measure is Jameis Winston until, you know what I mean, until they can draft one and get their quarterback.
Jameis was good this year. I mean, yeah, they didn't let him throw, so he didn't throw for many yards.
Right.
But they were 5-2, right? If they had Jameis, they still got a shot.
They would be in the mix, right.
I think they make the playoffs with Jameis.
Yep. Yeah. Jason, in Rockford, Illinois, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Jason?
Nothing much. Great to take my call. You guys are great.
Thank you, buddy. You. Happy New Year. Appreciate you.
If he's going to go somewhere, he needs to go to Pittsburgh. I mean, Mike Tomlin with Russell Wilson would just be amazing.
I agree, and they got weapons. And again, I like New Orleans too, but the one thing they have that New Orleans doesn't is great receivers. Now, I know Michael Thomas is great, but when's the last time he played?
It's been 2 years since he's really been relevant, and that was coming off Chris.
It seems like he's in the doghouse there, too. Like,
but he had that great year. That was 2 years ago. He hadn't played really since.
Right. So
he set the record for receptions. He hadn't played since, really.
So that's the one thing I think Pittsburgh has over New Orleans is that they got a nice core. Not just one good receiver, but they got a nice core of good receivers.
All right, Sean in Sacramento, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Sean?
Yo, my uncle's from another mother. My brother's behind the board. Real quick, man, congratulations, Robert Parker Jr. the third, or whatever number Robert Parker he is, man. 26 years of service,
yeah,
brother.
What, I'm not going to ask you to expound on that. But
yes, three. Wow, hey, okay. George Foreman's
that's
all his sons
say.
Are named
like George.
George, just take it like right. that.
His daughters are like Georgina and
right,
Georgette.
Right.
Hey, it makes it easier to call their name when they need that little butt whipping once in a while. But my take real quick, fellas, is I don't know how y'all over here burying the Denver Broncos, man. It's a few things, and let me just give y'all a quick
so
little
that's
list.
The best place.
John Elway has already done this with Peyton Manning, number one. Number two, he has just as many weapons, if not more, than New Orleans. If you think about Cortland Sutton, Tim Patrick, Jerry Jeudy, Javonte Williams, and Melvin Gordon, just to name a few.
I think they're better weapons than Pittsburgh.
All that. Let
Would
me
you
give y'all one more.
They better than
Denver
Orleans,
Airport, the largest airport in the United States. We could always get Sierra wherever she needs to go if she needs to go anywhere but Denver.
Right. The only problem is all that yellow snow in Denver. That's the bad part. No?
Well, no. Pittsburgh doesn't have the greatest weather.
All right. Hey, let's squeeze in, Chris.
Yeah, Denver is not bad, right? Because they do have a great defense.
Let's squeeze in Mark from Sacramento.
Javonte.
You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Happy New Year to you, Mark. What's up?
Same to both you guys. I was going to say, coaching-wise, definitely you want to get down there with Sean Payton, who can do some things to you. If he can quit giving that Hill money and get him out of there.
Right.
But talent-wise, I agree with Sean. Man, and he forgot to tie it in Noah Fant. He forgot that they have a pretty good defense. They will get Bradley Chubb and the Surtain junior kid. They got pieces in place. I don't know about their coaching, but the talent is in Denver. And as a Raider fan, I don't want him in our division. I don't want to see it, but dang,
do you
Denver's
think they
got,
have better
loaded.
Weapons? Now, they don't have the coach that – they don't have a Tomlin or a Peyton.
And those guys both defense. Won. Those guys both won Super Bowls as coaches. Right.
They have a better defense than Pittsburgh, although they don't have T.J. Watt. You think they have better weapons on offense?
I think they have better weapons. Their skill positions up and down. They're younger.
Wow.
They're on this upswing with, like you said, Jerry Jeudy, Patrick, Cortland Sutton, Noah Fant at tight end. They have two running backs. The kid Javonte Williams is going to be
nice.
A stud.
He's nice. Yeah, I like.
Yeah,
him.
They got they're deep.
But you
they're
can
deep.
Get running backs.
Hey,
but
hey,
Pittsburgh
Mark.
Got Najee Harris. They got Deontay Johnson. Friermuth's a good tight end. Chase Claypool.
Don't hang up on Mark.
They got some good, that's not even to mention Juju. Yeah.
Right. Hey, Mark, don't forget me tomorrow on New Year's Eve, okay? The Dan Patrick Show from 9
Mark,
to noon
Mark, do
Eastern.
Your thing, man. Have your fun,
and
man.
The Odd Couple.
Don't
what?
Don't be worrying about no Rob Parker on New Year's Eve. He gonna
all right,
be
out me and T.J. Houshmandzadeh, Mark, we'll be on, okay?
Me and Rob got a holiday thing when you're not
exactly,
there, Chris.
Exactly, Chris.
I'm
don't
not
be
gonna
hating.
Leave him out there.
He gonna call
got,
in and help a brother
he
out.
Tape. He gonna set got, a tape up and call you on tape.
I got a babysitting, Chris. I got a babysitting.
That's right.
All right.
Appreciate
you.
Thank you.
We are live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, and we're brought to you by AutoZone. They've got the free services you need to help you get back on the road, things like the free AutoZone Fix Finder service. So they've got over 5,600 locations, folks, nationwide. AutoZone, I'm telling you, it is here to help you save time and money, specifically with its free services. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions do apply. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Hit it. Do we have the music? Oh, it's some new stuff.
Yeah,
USC
he didn't have
Chris,
the...
yeah, he doesn't have the muscles. But I think Greg will rock to this. Let it go. All right. We got our Super
yes.
Bowl champion, Fox Sports NFL analyst,
we got...
all-around renaissance man, Mr. Universe, star First Things First, Greg Jennings. What's up, man?
What's up, Greg?
Nothing's up. I got to go, guys. I didn't get my music. My
wow. We got, wait a minute. We got holiday. Think, we got holiday workers filling in. They don't.
Yeah,
they don't.
They didn't know.
Alex
man,
is off.
They didn't know.
I don't care. They got G League refs in the NBA. Their expectations are the same.
All right, man. Just for you, we hustle.
Oh, there we go.
Hey.
There we go.
Hey,
now
guys,
he's feeling
what's
it.
Going on?
What up, Greg? Hey,
what's up, man?
Hey.
Happy New Year.
I'm back.
Hey, man, great to have you. All right, look, let's get right to it. We were just talking. Do you think Seattle should trade Russell Wilson? And if he's out of there, where do you think is the best fit for him?
No, I don't think they should. I mean, when you think about what can they get for him, can they get another replacement for Russell Wilson? Can they get a potential first ballot Hall of Fame type player at that position right away? I doubt it. So, I mean, I'm not allowing Russell Wilson to just walk out the door. That's just not going to happen. If it were me and I was in control, I know they love Pete Carroll, but it is time for a change.
Why? Based on what? Based on what with Pete Carroll? Based on what?
Based on the last few years. I mean, when we look at, everybody gives Mike McCarthy a hard time, but Pete, what has Pete Carroll done since his last Super Bowl appearance? Like, I mean, come on. Mike McCarthy got to the playoffs. He got to the NFC Championship games, but boy, he needed to be gone. And his quarterback was Aaron Rodgers. So, and they had a risk. So what's the difference here?
I think the difference is if you're going to do something with Seattle, you got to replenish the draft picks they gave up for Jamal Adams, okay, which was a terrible trade. They also, you're not winning anything. Greggy eats up too much of the cap. You can't really go out and get anybody. So you'll have a star quarterback with no defense and no running game, and you won't win anything. It doesn't make sense to hold on to him.
I understand that. Jamal Adams' case is a valid case. But what I'm saying, as a player that has been in the locker room, once a coach has a rift with the star player, the face of the franchise, it matters not who you send in and who you send out. If that rift remains because of that relationship being fractured, you are not going to have the success that you can possibly have. It's just not going to happen.
I'm with you. If I got a franchise Hall of Fame quarterback in his prime, Greg, I'm not moving. They may never get another guy like that.
Greg, let me ask you this. We talked about this earlier, too. I think Pittsburgh made a mistake bringing Big Ben back. They knew he was finished a year ago. Bill Belichick is famous for getting rid of people a year too early rather than a year too late. Did Pittsburgh make a mistake bringing him back knowing he wasn't good last year?
Well, I think they were well aware of what they were going to get. I think they knew that they were going to be reliant heavily on their defense to win football games and Ben to not lose football games. But what you're seeing with Pittsburgh is Ben isn't living up to his end of the bargain. They knew. We all watched Ben last at the tail end of last year.
Right.
We watched him for the entire season, and it was subpar. He was dink and dunk. He wasn't the same. Extend the play, throw the ball down the field, and he had big play receivers. Now, those receivers did drop a lot of balls, but this year they made plays, and Ben has missed. He hasn't been the same. But I think they were well aware of his abilities and what he wasn't able to do, but they were thinking, you know what, we got a defense. We can hold it together with Ben at quarterback if he doesn't turn the ball over, and that hasn't been the case.
Do you? I want to go off the beaten path. Philadelphia, Jalen Hurts. Do you think he is a starting, like a, you know, franchise type quarterback or not? Because obviously, you know, they winning some games. He's running the football well. He throws
it
okay. But yeah, is I mean, do you think they need to move on as soon as they can get a better guy, or is he their guy?
I don't know if you move on. Jalen Hurts is one of those guys that he pulls at your heartstring because he just has all the leadership qualities that you want playing that position. But when you look at him from a skill set, he's a great athlete, but is he a great quarterback? And for me as a receiver, can I thrive with that type of quarterback? Can we win games with that type of quarterback consistently for years to come? And the answer is unknown as of right now. We saw Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens do it, but they decided to literally change and make sure they built their entire offense based on his skill set. I don't know if the Philadelphia Eagles are really willing to build their entire offense around Jalen Hurts
based on his inability to push the ball down the field and throw from the pocket.
The other one is coaches who potentially, Greg, could be fired at the end of the season. We know Matt Nagy. Do you expect him to stick around or the writing's on the wall? Chris loves Dan Campbell in Detroit. You think he gets another year
they
because
like
they won two games?
No,
I'm asking. Chris
Greg, I'll
loves
be
him.
Shocked if you say they're going to get rid of Dan Campbell.
Yeah. No, I'm asking.
No, I do not believe that they'll get rid of Dan Campbell. I do believe Matt Nagy. I like him a lot. He's just not getting it done. Period. Like the debacle at the quarterback position has gone on far too long. He's the quarterback whisperer. He wasn't able to do it with Mitchell Trubisky, who he decided to grab because he was in Kansas City and he saw all the things, and it just has not worked out. Justin Fields, we'll see if he emerges to be the guy that everyone believes he can be, but he's in Chicago. So that's like a dead man walking at quarterback seems to be. So I just believe that they need a different style, a different communicator at the helm. Just based off of what I've seen, even with Justin Fields and his how he's used him, for him to be the type of player that he was at the collegiate level and to be able to have the impact that he has, if you're gonna insert a guy like that, you got to surround him with the support of not only the scheme but the talent that fits what he's trying to do. And I just don't think that's happened.
And last thing, real quick, who should be coaching the Giants next year, Judge Judy or Joe Judge?
Oh, man, the Giants. I believe they're going to stick with Joe Judge.
Really?
Don't you think it should be
Gettleman's out?
Whenever we hire his GM, he makes the call. That's what I think it should be. And if he wants to keep Judge, fine.
I'm a fan of, you know what, you hire a general manager, you allow them to pick who they want to lead their team, because when you talk about positions like that, your life is on, your neck is on the
yep,
line
right.
If this guy, who I did not select, doesn't get it done. So it'll be interesting to see. I think Joe Judge actually stays, but I wouldn't personally, if I was the general manager, if I was the owner, I wouldn't allow that to happen.
All right. That's our man,
Happy
Greg
New Year,
James,
Greg.
The Renaissance man. Happy New Year, brother.
Absolutely. Appreciate you guys. Happy New Year to you guys.
All right, man. Peace. All right. It is the Odd Couple.
See,
Chris
Greg
and
laughed
Rob.
At my Judge Judy joke, Chris.
Well, he's a polite guy. You know, that's along with being a Renaissance man, he's just an all around nice guy. So he laughs at your corny jokes. Sorry. I'm sorry.
Okay.
That was me. I'm sorry. Keep it locked. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
I'm George Wrighster, host of the Wrighster or Wrong podcast. This is the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. Absolute fire on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Facts only. Make sure you check your feelings at the door because no BS is allowed. We keep it 100. This is where real conversations happen. Listen to the Right or Wrong podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, It's true magic, because we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of General tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their general tires, test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the Fox Sports Radio Studios on a TV theme song Thursday. And folks, it can happen easily. You have a few drinks, and then you have a few drinks too many. It's time to go. You think about calling someone, but then think, nah, I'm good. What's the worst that can happen? I get pulled over? I lose my license? I total my car? No, you could kill someone. You could kill yourself. So drive sober, guys and gals, or get pulled over. This is paid for by NHTSA. All right, Rob, LeBron James celebrates his 37th birthday today. Can you believe that?
Yes, I saw the picture of him and Shannon Sharp all hugged up on Instagram.
I didn't see that. Is that true?
Yes, yes.
From when?
I don't know. Some event, and LeBron's like over his shoulder, and they got these big cheese smiles. Hey, happy birthday. Oh, okay.
Who, me?
Yeah, who you? Happy birthday, LeBron. Yes, how old? 37?
37.
My God.
How did he bring in his birthday, Rob? Close to his birthday?
With
37 points.
Oh, there you
13
go.
13 rebounds and 7 dimes.
Wow. And another loss.
Great basketball. Yeah, what do you feel like at this point? He's 37. His legacy is, and how close is the end for him?
I think he'll just keep playing. I think he'll play to 3 more years till 40.
Okay.
Where are you?
I think that's fair. I think he's, what, got 2 years left on his deal?
Yeah.
After this? I think he wants to play with his son, not necessarily on the same team. I think he wants to be in the league with his son. I
got
to be honest,
right.
Rob. I'm going to be honest. And I would love that, too. I think it'd be great if LeBron can do that. If I were in his shoes, I'd want to do that. I would not want to play with my son. Not because of me. Like, I would love it personally. But I don't know that I don't think it'd be great for my son.
Hmm.
Like, if LeBron is playing with his son already has the shadow of his dad over him, right?
Right.
And then your first year in the league, I don't know. It just seems like, look, they seem to have a great relationship. So I think it'll work out whatever it is. But I just could see, you know, that'd be tough for LeBron Jr. For
yeah.
Brian.
I mean, we don't saw Ken Griffey Jr. and Ken Griffey play together in Seattle, yeah. But it's totally different
but
in baseball.
Griffey wasn't nearly as good. Yeah, I agree. And he was
totally
not
different.
Nearly as good as LeBron.
And it's just that you don't have an interaction with your son. You know what I mean? Like on the field or
right.
There's nothing like that. I mean, and Ken
your
Griffey.
Your success is not going to hinder his at all.
At all. Whereas, you can right? strike out and your son could get up there, Junior, hit a home run.
Right, right.
But it was just cool that they were on the same team. And Ken Griffey was a great player, Chris. In his own right, not a Hall of Famer, but a great player, right?
Right, right.
But his son was way better. I mean, like, as
his
we
son,
know, one of the greatest players
ever. If
it
weren't for injuries, he could have ended up maybe.
If he didn't have those four
ever.
Bad years in Cincinnati, 3.5 bad years, Chris, he was
right.
hurt almost
right.
the whole time. He would have had 700 home runs.
He
was on path
being
to do
arguably
all that.
The best player yep. ever if he hadn't gotten hurt.
Yep,
but
he was definitely there.
To your point, though, I mean, I don't know what LeBron will look like at 40 years old, but LeBron playing ball with his son, it could take away from your son's development.
It could.
It clearly took away from Lonzo's and Brandon Ingram's and, you know, not Kuzma, kind of Kuzma, but you know what I mean? The young guys. Because now LeBron won't be the show at that point, right? So maybe
you hope not.
Part of, nah, there's, I mean, even now, he's putting up great numbers, and he is playing great. We've never seen a player play at this level in his 19th year. It's
but they're not winning,
happened.
Chris. He's putting up
well,
numbers.
Well, that's my point, yeah. And I don't think – I think he's still great. Look, most great players never impact winning the way LeBron did. There's only a handful that have ever done that. Magic, Bird, Jordan, LeBron, you know, you name a few more. But – LeBron's not in at that level anymore, but he's still great. He's still one of the best five players in the world, but he's just not able to carry a team to victories night in, night out without a ton of help, you know, and that's just where it is. But that's I think part of the reason for the numbers, Rob, he's playing well, but they got more possessions. They're playing at the fastest pace in the league.
Yep.
And a lot more of his shots are threes.
Way more.
So, yeah. So that helps you. So, all right, we got an hour left. It is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. You know what to do. Keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio. Don't go anywhere.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life. Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.